Welcome to Recess Duty, a podcast for educators to come together to share struggles, but also celebrate successes by sharing stories and ideas in a safe and supportive environment to collaborate with one another. Here's your host, Levi Allison.
Hey everyone, this is Recess Duty with your host, Levi Allison, and today we're talking with Senior Search Associate Brian Lettinga. We'll be discussing their journey and experience in education. Thank you so much for joining us, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Levi. So happy to be here. It's the fall. It's full on recruiting season, and I am just excited.
I can imagine you are extremely busy right now with your associates.
Yeah, with candidates bouncing around from space to space. This is the time in the recruiting process for international education when you're working 24/7 to find your new job. And it's whether you're moving from one overseas post to the next overseas post, or you're in the States looking to start your overseas career, or anywhere in the world looking to start your overseas career. Yeah. This is high season.
For sure. For sure. I always say that when you're looking for a job, it turns into your other job because it takes so much time.
You are correct, sir.
So, Brian, for our listeners out there, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to where you are in education.
Sure. I just recently repatriated back to the USA after 25 years of living overseas. My wife and I left the USA back in the 90s, straight out of graduate school. We were doing our student teaching at the same time as we were, you know, trying to find this job overseas. We knew this is what we wanted to do. And we stayed at it and we plugged away and we got turned away and we went to some of the smaller job fairs that used to be around at universities. And we ended up getting jobs, you know, out in the Northern Mariana Islands on the island of Saipan. So we stayed there for 3 years. I was a grade 5 classroom teacher. And then from there, we moved on to Caracas, Venezuela. And I was a grade 4 teacher there for 3 years. Then we moved over to Nairobi, Kenya. While we were in Kenya, we had our 2 children. And then after Kenya, I transitioned from classroom to administration and we went back to Caracas and we went back to Colegio Internacional de Caracas. And I was the upper school principal doing 6 to 12 in the MYP and DP, and then moved down to elementary school because that's really my passion, and play-based learning is kind of my foundation. So I moved into the elementary school role there. And then moved to Serbia. And then I was in Serbia for 7 years as elementary school principal. And then just most recently in Walworth Barber American International School in Tel Aviv. Now I'm in Traverse City, Michigan, working for Search Associates and helping people get their dream jobs.
Wow, Brian, just listening to that is just, it's very apparent all the different hats you've had to put on over the last X amount of years for the different roles and different responsibilities and stuff. What would you say was a highlight or something you've learned across all of this?
It's a great question, and especially on a podcast about learning. So I think patience is probably something that I've learned a lot about in these years being overseas, and just playing the game and knowing your role and being patient and not always forcing, like looking for your next job or not forcing your way into committees, and just things will fall into place. One of my favorite sayings is everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right, it's not the end. So, you know, being patient in what you do pays dividends in the long run. It's that delayed gratification. Not everybody is welcoming or wanting to believe it.
No, absolutely. That's a wonderful quote. And I'm going to write that down after this, because that is really, it's very thoughtful and it makes you really think, being like, it doesn't have to, because I'm always the type of person that I'm like, go, 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 go. And finally, one of my good buddies, Jason, was like, Levi, it is not a race. Who are you racing against? And I was like, no one. And he's like, so is it really a race? And so I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so embrace it. It kind of frees you a little bit when you start to slow down. And soon as I started to slow down, I was a lot like that, Levi, with I got to be on this committee. I got to do this. I got to get a master's. I got to stay up all night long. I got to do everybody else's recess duty, but they don't want to do recess duty. And then it was just figure out what you do really well and really do it well.
Exactly. For sure. So Brian, first of all, thank you so much for, again, coming on and sharing about search associates in the recruiting season, I really want to talk about, because I know there's so many people that are listening that are looking for new jobs because kind of the pandemic and the moving from the pandemic, nobody's really been moving the last few years. What is your experience right now with helping candidates get new jobs? Are there some trends you're seeing? Are there some areas that you want to tell the world?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, one trend we know across, you know, kind of the circuit of international schools is that people are definitely on the move. That includes the host of teachers that are on post now, like in their sitting school and are just ready to move. And then we're seeing, at least here in the States where I'm located, an increasing rise in teachers from the USA wanting to go overseas and move their expertise just to a different country and culture and try it out. So that is one thing that's happening as we speak. This is the high end or the high piece of recruiting, and it's happening left and right, and people are getting hired, and job fairs are still virtual for the most part. We've got one at Search Associates going on with the Latin American schools this weekend. And we had a hybrid live version out in the UAE with my colleague, Bill Turner. We've got a couple hybrids on the calendar and perhaps an in-person one in calendar in London. It's all going to just see what happens. I mean, we've got to go slow and kind of move and pivot with COVID and shutdowns and things like that.
But for sure,
people are getting hired. I can guarantee you that.
So with the trend of people are moving, what is some advice you're giving to your candidates who may not feel that it's the right time, or maybe they feel like that they don't have enough experience to go overseas? What is some advice you're giving them?
Super question. And there's a lot of pieces there. So, you know, the big piece of advice right now is be patient and persistent. And you need to bring, you know, a big suitcase of grit and moxie, because you need to know that it's just getting more and more competitive. The more schools that there are popping up around the world, the more people that are coming into the market looking to teach overseas, positions are competitive, and you need to be on all the time, you know, sending out the resumes, making sure your cover letter is spot on, being clean with your writing, being short with your writing. You know, you don't need to send an introductory message to a school head or a recruiter that is 4 paragraphs long. You know, you need to be concise, know yourself, sell yourself, you know, do your homework on the school and find ways to connect, because leaders want to know if they're going to bring someone into the school that is similar to the culture that's there.
Sure.
Because you can't really shift and change culture. That you've got to do your homework and make sure you're going to the right school that fits who you are.
No, 100%. Because I had a really good buddy that once told me, he's like, you know, I am looking for people who are going to join our community and make it better. And that first means, are they what we call mission fit? Are they looking at education the same way are we? Are they going to challenge us to get better? And are they going to help us grow? But most importantly, are they going to be a good team player and making sure that they're coming in with an open mind of what we do as well?
Yep. And that people should take that to heart and find places that they're going to want to work. We get the best out of anybody in the world when you're happy.
Yes.
If you're a happy teacher and you like your job, you're going to love what you're doing.
Absolutely. And what so much better way of going to work than just being happy? Because nobody wants to go to work upset or disappointed.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Brian, you've got all these candidates you're helping. You're working with your associates. You're working with different schools. What is something that you're really excited about right now and something that you're seeing that is changing?
Let's see. In the trend of overseas schools, you know, what's exciting is just seeing the large variety of candidates that are out there really going for looking for positions. So whether they're emerging from the US market or they're coming from overseas, we're also seeing more and more teachers leaving their host country, whether it's in the continent of Africa or they're coming out of the Middle East or Southeast Asia. We're seeing more and more international teachers leaving host countries, which is really going to put in this new look. Right?
Yeah.
This newer look to schools as they're going to be truly international faces and cultures and souls at the school, not the old cookie cutter version of what we might have known 15, 20 years ago in school. So it's exciting to see people from all over the world working to get teaching overseas and not just staying in their host countries any longer, but really going out, being risk takers, putting themselves out there and say, I want to be a teacher and I'm just going to leave my host country and try it someplace else.
Speaking from personal experience, what I did, because when I left college, you know, I had the typical, I want to move to Europe. Prepping for this little talk, I was like, how did my journey start? And I remember like talking to my dad being like, I want to go to Europe. And my dad was like, well, Levi, I think everybody wants to go to Europe. So why don't you be a little bit more flexible? And I said, okay. So I didn't know search associates at that time. I went to the University of Northern Iowa job fair.
Yeah, and know it well.
I had this amazing discussion with the school in Kuwait. And I can honestly say going to Kuwait was one of the best things I've ever done. It really made me really appreciate differences and made me really a much more well-rounded and much more tolerant individual of being like, yeah, we're all different, but we don't have to be. We don't have to focus on those differences. That we can actually, that we have a lot more in common than we have apart.
Yeah. And it just makes it so much more exciting when you're willing to put yourself out there and take the risk. Yeah. I can tell you when I left, you know, Aquinas College 25 years ago, and I said I was going to work overseas, I had no idea that I would spend 8 years in Caracas, 4 years in Nairobi, 7 years in Serbia, 2 years in Israel, and 3 years on an island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. That was nowhere in my cards. I was thinking about, I've got to work overseas.
For sure. And it's just, you know, when I have a lot of friends that are looking right now, and they're always asking me to check their resume or check this, and but interview preps, you know the same song and dance, and everyone's yeah. asked like, what is your advice? And I was like, be open-minded to different places than what you're looking. You know, everybody wants to go here or there, but you know, it's always those really amazing small gym places that are really going to just change how you teach and change who you are that are still really amazing that you're overlooking.
Yeah, and the people that you meet. So, you know, my advice to folks that are thinking about moving around, throw that wide net first and get the interviews.
Yeah.
And then you can start to have a conversation. You have a conversation with someone that might change your whole perspective on a place or a school. You have that connection with the head of school or the principal, whoever you're chatting with. You may have a great connection and find out you have other connections and you're like, why would I not want to go work at school XYZ? I can't believe I never even thought about working at school XYZ.
Yes. And I was talking to another friend of mine, Jeff, and I was like, you know, I want to make sure that I work with good people instead of finding those really amazing top tier schools. Like, let's find those amazing people that we are, those leaders out there that we can connect with. Because again, if you're happy, any school is going
to
work.
Yeah. You have to be happy and you have to love what you're doing. And if, yeah. you know, if you're around kids and you're a teacher, you better be happy or you've just found yourself in the wrong place.
Yeah. So Brian, for people out there who are trying to get into international teaching, how can they join? How can they start?
You know, Search Associates, you know, to be honest, I would say is the flagship organization. You know, we've been around for a long time. John Magana started it a long time ago. There's other places to look to. So the you know, working with Search Associates, you can go onto our webpage, searchassociates.com, have a look at the About Us, read about who the Search Associate, you know, the senior associates are, do a little of your homework, look at some of the frequently asked questions, and just make a decision of whether or not this is, you know, the route you want to go. If you choose to go with Search Associates, you'll find a senior associate like myself. You'll meet with that person face-to-face, you know, through Zoom, talk a little bit about your profile, talk a little bit about your resume, give you some tips on building the resume out and how to present, you know, your profile and yourself as the best version. And through those conversations, generally we come up with like this brand of who the teacher is.
Yeah.
And then the candidate gets to lead that kind of session with the senior associate with, okay, this is my brand. Now I'm going to set my resume up like that. Now I'm going to set my letter of introduction up like that, my cover letter. Everything's going to be branded toward who that teacher is. And then it's much easier for the connection to fit for recruiters because they can see that brand and that see that teacher's passion for whatever that is. And the connection is just that much easier.
Aren't we all just looking for a connection? You know, yeah. At post-COVID times, I see education just being more focused on connection. And I think that's going to lead into search associates, like you just mentioned, and job interviewing about not how amazing of an educator, but how well do you connect with your colleagues? How well are you connecting with your community members? And most importantly, how are you connecting with students? Because of COVID, connection has been really missed. And I think it's going to be a highlight for in education
for a very long time. Connecting and being collaborative, you know, those are what leaders want in their school anyway. So it's just being amplified now in this current scenario.
For those who's listening who are going to work for a job, let's say tomorrow, and they're applying tomorrow, what is one piece of advice that they can do tomorrow to be a better candidate?
The best piece of, well, there's going to be several.
Yeah, so we love advice here.
Yeah. So the one piece of advice would be, you know yourself and know your own core values, because that is going to shine. And that needs to come out in your writing of who you are as a person. What are your passions with pedagogy? And what is your educational philosophy mean to yourself? And at the same time, you got to do your homework and look for schools that match. If you're going to start a job search tomorrow, it should not look like, I want to go to Latin America and I'm just going to throw this kind of generic cover letter together and resume and just spam all the heads of schools with dear hiring manager or dear head of school. You know, do your homework, find out who the head of school is, look at their mission, look at their vision, look at the programs, look at the core values and see if it is a fit for you. And then make a short list of, you know, the schools that you want to go to. It's like kind of like going to college. Where you want to go to and what are going to be some of the schools that you're wanting to learn more about. And then be systematic, get a spreadsheet, name of the school, head of the school, principal, the position that you want to, that you're applying for and the date you apply for, and be super systematic about how you go about looking for those jobs and make sure you do your homework on what's happening at that school. Because if you do get the interview, then there's going to be a lot of questions. And the first one is probably going to be, why do you want to come to the American International School of blah, blah, blah? And you should not be surfing your mind for answers.
Yes. And I always find, again, going back to connection, if you know the mission and you know the core values and you have selected that school based on that, that answer becomes very easy.
Yeah. And it should be, right? It's just who you are. You should be breathing it in and out. I mean, all the time.
For sure. So, Brian, wrapping up real quick, where can people find you if they want to connect, if they want to find you on search, if they want to find you on social media?
So you can find me on social media at Brian Lettinga for Twitter. And I'm on Facebook, Brian Lettinga on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn, Brian Lettinga. You can go to Search Associates and go to www.searchassociates.com. Once you land on that page, you can go meet our team. And you can kind of search through the associates. If you're an administrator and you're looking for a head of school position, or you're just looking for a new administrator job, you can land on our consultancy page. Check that out. One cool thing that we do offer at Search Associates for leadership positions is when you are on that main page of Search Associates, across the top, there's a thin banner. And one option on that banner is leadership vacancies. And if you click on that, we post all the open head of school positions and all the principal positions or curriculum leader positions that schools, you know, engage us for. You can apply to all those jobs without joining Search Associates. If you're a teacher, you'll go through the regular process and you answer some series of questions on what we call the decision tree. I work with 20 states here in the United States. You can always choose your senior associate. Happy to have anyone come into my office. You can send me a direct message at blettinga@searchassociates.com. Direct message on Twitter. I mean, this is kind of how Levi and I met, you know, three, For sure. 4 years ago, probably. I just followed Levi and I came out of a PYP school and I was in another school. And we just started chatting about what it's like to be involved deeply with inquiry. And you make these connections. I would not know Levi if, you know, we weren't following each other and communicating on Twitter.
100%. And it has been, I always say Twitter is the best PD that I've ever had because it is ongoing and it is on the go. I've made some amazing connections like yourself, and it's been really amazing to have such a wide net of educators from diverse backgrounds and from different points of views and different philosophies for that very reason.
Yeah, it's cool.
Brian, we ask all guests here at Recess Duty, what do you remember about recess growing up?
Oh, okay. So you got to remember, I'm a product of the 70s. So recess was literally the Wild West. We played tackle football with Nerf footballs at recess, and there was not a problem with tackle football. Snowball fights, good. You know, all that. But I will tell one story, and I was injured in this story, but it's just a recess story. And we were playing Girls Catch Boys, which probably may or may not be played these days, but we were playing it anyway. I came around this corner, and there was this girl, like, you know, locked in on me. And I was kind of a heavy set, husky kid. I turned so fast, you know, like on a dime to run from getting tagged. And I ran right into this tree and went down on the ground. And this girl came up and grabbed me and tagged me. But in the end, you know, she helped me up and got me on my way. But, you know, it's one of those stories of recess duty when it was just like, you played hard, you wrestled, you played in the mud. You know, we loved recess and everyone should love recess. I love it a lot today. As an elementary school teacher, you know, recess duty tends to seep into all that you do. And as a if there's any elementary school leaders out there, they know that 50% or more of your daily work comes out of what happens at recess. Yes. Or lunch recess or something like that. So, yeah, you've picked a great title for your podcast, and it just has many different meanings, and there's so many ways to connect to recess duty. It's awesome.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And I can honestly say that coming up with the title, there was a lot of drafts. But finally, I was on recess duty and I'll never forget. I was just watching kids have a great time. I was watching colleagues interact with kids. And I was like, this is a lot of fun. I was like, wait a minute. This is exactly what I want to do for my podcast. So we're going to name it Recess Duty. Then it took off and it was just amazing. And it's been an amazing journey so far.
Yeah, congratulations. I've listened to the other sessions. It's all good. And whoever's listening, you know, tell your friends to find this podcast. Oh. It's well worth the listen.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Brian. Welcome. Thank you, Brian.
Happy to join and looking forward to help people find their dream jobs and just find a job overseas in the world of education. So happy to do that.
Thank you, Brian, for coming to this week's episode of Recess Duty. Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app so you don't miss our next episode. I'm Levi Allison, and I hope you have a great day of learning, everyone. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Recess Duty. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, please share this podcast with other educators so they can join the fun. And that is the end of our Recess Duty.